I want to thank Rabbi Shabtai. He left, I think. Is he here? Rabbi Shabtai for arranging every Thursday. Oh, you're right there. For arranging every Thursday night. We also have, once again, it seems like every week now, thank God, we have another wonderful guest speaker as part of the Beis Medrash this week, Rabbi Reuven Brand. For those who Rabbi Brand doesn't have name recognition, so I'll put a little plug that you should come. That Rabbi Brand is a very close friend for many years, and he's really is a big Talmid Chacham, and he's also a fantastic presenter. And really, in many ways, he's one of my mentors. And when I started in YU, Rabbi Brand was a little older than me, and really showed me the ropes in many different regards. So it's a real. I'm very excited. And if you were not going to come already, I really encourage everyone to really come and to learn from him. And to be inspired by him. He's an incredible, inspiring person. He's a great presenter. He's very organized. I think you all really enjoy it. In particular, I want to push the Tish Oneg / Chabura that's Friday night, which is really going to be a hybrid of singing and also learning. And also on Sunday morning, he's doing a multimedia presentation about halacha. And I know, like for example, Noam can't turn down opportunities to learn about halacha, so he'll be there. And I encourage everyone else also to really to utilize this opportunity to welcome up and coming, like at some point, like he is a Talmid Chacham and an incredible speaker as well to our community. So that's this Shabbos.
And now we'll move to the
Shmooze. So what I want to talk about is an idea we actually visited on Rosh Hashanah from the opposite perspective, but I want to do the flip side of it. And that is, I want to talk about finding what you're really good at and becoming even better at it. And that emerges from a pasuk in this week's parsha. The pasuk says at the end of the brachas that Yaakov gives to his children, so the pasuk tells us, "V'zos asher diber lahem aviem," that this is all the brachas, this is what Yaakov told all of his children. "Vayivarech osam," and Yaakov gave them brachos. And then here are the three key words, "Ish asher kevir chato Barech Osam," that he gave them each a bracha, ish asher kabir chaso, each one according to their bracha. So Rashi over there says, right, it seems to be a superfluous phraseology. So Rashi says, ish asher kabir chaso, bracha hatida lavo al kol echad vechad. That Yaakov Avinu gave them the bracha that ultimately they were going to get. Says Rabbi Yerucham the Mashkiach, a different understanding of those three words, ish asher kevir chaso, and I think this holds a profound lesson for each one of us. Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, shebirchas kol echad ve'echam haisa, that each person was given a bracha, kefi haroyu lo lefi tivo umidosa, that Yaakov Avinu looked at each one of his children, he saw what they are naturally inclined towards, he saw what they were naturally drawn toward, what they had a natural inclination toward, and he gave them a bracha for that. And so he saw that one of his children had an inclination toward learning Torah. He was more of the maspin, so he gave him a bracha for learning Torah. And he saw that one of his children had an inclination toward leadership, and so he gave him a bracha for leadership. Isha kibshir kabir chaso means that he looked in the eyes of each one of his children, and he said, you know, you're naturally good at this. And so I'm going to give you a bracha that you become even better at that. And so Rabbi Yerucham in this sicha develops the idea that we should find what we are naturally inclined towards. We should find the midah or the avenue of Avodas Hashem that we are naturally drawn towards, and we should spend our time becoming even better at that. He says, "Tzarich la'avin ze begeder pach hashemen." He compares it to the story at the beginning of Malachim Beis with the woman who comes, according to Rashi and Chazal, it's the wife of Ovadia, who becomes very impoverished, becomes very poor. She can't pay off her debtors, and everything's going to get taken away from her. And she comes to Elisha, and she says, "I need a miracle." And Elisha says, "Okay, go and find, you have all these jars. Go and fill them with oil, and we'll sell them, and you'll become a very rich person." And that's exactly what happens. So she's able to pay off all of her loans. Says Rabbi Yerucham, the chiddush of that story is, why did Elisha need these jugs of oil? Right? When do we read this? By the way, we just read this recently. Hanukkah, right? The Haftorah of Hanukkah. So why do we need the jugs of the oil? Elisha could have just performed a miracle. In fact, he's going to perform a miracle later on in that chapter with the child that passes away, and Elisha revives him. So why does he need the Pach HaShemen? So says Rabbi Yerucham, Shelo haya chalos al ayin, that Hashem doesn't create miracles out of nothing. No, Hashem couldn't just stomp, I mean, Hashem could do whatever he wants, but Hashem doesn't just stomp say, you know what, there's nothing there, and I'm going to create a miracle out of nothing. No, Hashem takes something that's already there, and he creates the miracle out of that. So in order for him to be able to make the woman rich, she needed something there already. She needs something that could be the conduit through which to provide her with her wealth. Says Rabbi Yerucham, that's exactly the same way that Yaakov gives the brachas to his children. No, it's for me to look at a child that can't sit for learning and to say, you know what? I'm going to give you a bracha that you're going to be the masmid in the family. You're going to be the one who learns in the family. So you're creating something out of nothing. You're taking a child that's totally not their nature and you're asking it for to be their nature. Says Rabbi Yerucham that Yaakov Avinu does the opposite. He looks at his children and he says, what are you good at? And I want you to take that and to cultivate it and to work on it and to build on it until ultimately you become a gadol, until ultimately you become great in that specific thing. He says, "V'lamadnu mizeh yesod nifla." We learn from here a tremendous idea. Shirak al yedei shmiras ma'alosav. That by working on your milos and working on what you're already good at, hatovos haknuyus etzlo betiva, that what's naturally what you're inclined toward and you're drawn toward, zocha adam lechol shleimuso v'zechuso. That is how a person's going to reach shleimus. That's how a person is going to achieve his or her own personal greatness. Now, why is that the case? Because we hear all the time, work on your weaknesses, push yourself out of your comfort zone, work on what you're not good at. Why does Rabbi Yerucham specifically say, find what you're good at and focus on that? And so he says that the answer is that when you do what you're naturally good at, when you take something that's an easy win for you, and you create another win out of that, and another win out of that, what essentially you do is you create the domino effect. You build what we would call colloquially positive momentum. And it's very important for a person to feel good about his avodas Hashem. It's very important that you feel good and you feel drawn to what you're doing because that's the only way you're going to want to continue to do it. Think about your children, right? When your children, what are they naturally is easier for them to do at night? The homework that they're good at, the homework that they're not good at. So the answer is, the homework that they're not good at, those subjects, or the math, English, whatever, so it's like pulling teeth. And you and I both know that once your child's out of school, they're going to run away from that subject matter like the plague. Okay? It's like me. When I graduated calculus senior year, like, I never wanted to look at numbers again in my life. Okay? Because I wasn't naturally drawn to it. Whereas other areas, both secular and religious, those things which I appreciated and I enjoyed, so to this very day I pursued it, and no one's hovering over me, right? Says Rabbeinu Yerucham that when you build that positive momentum, it has the capacity not just to change the what we'll call the Yetzer HaTov parts of you, but it'll actually transform you into a good person, and that'll draw along the negative aspects of you as well. He says, "Shimrak yishmor aleihem," if you just focus on the good things, "V'yachzik bahem." And you strengthen them, karoi, shalo yazuz mitiva matovim. You focus on what's naturally easy for you and what's naturally you're drawn towards. Mitoch ze yagia lechol tachlish lemusa. That'll bring you to a place of completeness. Why? Shekulo yishapech latov. It'll transform the essence of your being. Ve'aftivo v'midasov haraim. Even your bad attributes and your bad characteristics and your bad midos and things that are challenging for you, yishapchu legamri latov. Those will also be drawn toward goodness. Think about just in your everyday life. When things are running on all cylinders, you're having a great week. Your learning is good. Your davening is good. Your relationship with your spouse is good. Your exercise. When everything's going well, so even those things that are sometimes a struggle for you, all of a sudden go easy for you as well. And when you're having a really bad week, where nothing is going well, I had a week like this recently, right? Just nothing was going well. So even the good things, even the easy things, even the things that I naturally enjoy doing, fell by the wayside. So when you can build positive momentum, when you can build a sense of natural motivation towards Avodas Hashem, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, everything will follow after that. Judaism is a domino effect. Then we talk about Schar mitzvah, 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 goreres, mitzvah, right? So that's exactly what it means. It means when you can get yourself moving in the right direction, so all of a sudden everything else, even the things that are slightly more challenging for you, are going to follow suit. And so if you're naturally inclined to chesed, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, do chesed. If you're naturally inclined to learning, whatever subject matter it is, it doesn't have to be Gemara, if it could be Tanakh, it could be the Siddur. Just get yourself in the direction and focus on that to develop that positive attitude toward learning and that positive attitude toward Avodas Hashem. And that's what the Rambam famously writes in his Perush Mishnayos. It's something we say every day in Shul, but you never even hear it because the rabbis mumble it. But Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer Tzalkash Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisrael, Hashem wanted to do us a favor. Lefichach Yirbalem Torah Mitzvot. She gave us a tremendous amount of mitzvot to choose from. And when you read that line, you say to yourself, Hashem, right? Save your favors for someone else. Right? It was very nice. 600. I could have done like 5 mitzvot. That's something I could have done. Why 613 mitzvot? Why is that a favor to us? So Rambam famously writes that Hashem gave us so many mitzvot so that each one of us, with our different personality traits and our different backgrounds, each one of us can find the mitzvah that speaks to us. And when we find that mitzvah, we can grab hold of it and we can become excellent at that mitzvah. As Revolbi writes in his Ali Shor, right, that by finding one mitzvah and you become amazing at that mitzvah, you do what you like doing and you do it even better and continue doing even better, that's how you develop that positive momentum, that's how you develop that domino effect. I'll leave you with one more beautiful idea he says at the end. That the pasuk at the beginning of Noach says, Es Elokim Yishalech Noach. And Rashi over there quotes that Noach hayatzarech sad letomcho, that Noach needed help to keep him going. Aval Avram hayem ischazik umahalech, but Avram went on his own. Why? Bitsitko me'elav. That Avram was able to sustain himself. Bitsitko me'elav. How do you translate bitsitko? With his righteousness. Says Rabbi Yerucham, what made Avram great was bitsitko. He recognized what he was good at. He recognized what made him a tzaddik. And he kept on doing that. And he worked on it. It doesn't mean you become stagnant. But it means you continuously push yourself to become great in that which you are already good at. And so perhaps that's a lesson we can work on this week, based on this pasuk of Ish Asher Kabir Chaso, that each one of us in this room was given a bracha. Each one of us was given a series of brachas, that when Hashem created us, He created something about us that is uniquely unique, which is not a word, I understand that, but is uniquely unique. It is something that is unique to you. It is something that's special to you. It is something that only you can contribute to this world. And Ish Asher Kabir Chaso means that we each have to find what our bracha is, what the bracha we can contribute to this world is, and to become even better at that, to work on it, to push ourselves in it, to become excellent at that one thing. And by doing that, you'll create this positive momentum in Avodas Hashem that'll drag along even the more challenging parts of your service of Hashem. But if we can create that positive momentum, if we can find what our bracha is, what our tzidko is, what makes us great, what makes me a tzaddik, what I can contribute to this world, then everything with that positive momentum become a domino effect in a positive for Avodas Hashem. Everyone have a